welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
There we go. Okay, hello, welcome to episode 397 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal Sean Orford. How are you, Sean?
I'm stunning. One of my clients said that whenever I go online to talk to her, that I always have a way of saying hello, which is like, hello.
Hello.
And she said I should do that every time I go online because it's a reassuring sound. It sounds to me like a bird in pain. But, you know,
yeah. How is life for you and your clients at the moment? Because we're deep in the midst of some pretty crazy times in the UK, right?
Well, all over. Obviously, lockdown being more serious than people were expecting. I had a lot of people thinking, okay, New Year, we're going to get the vaccine, all that kind of stuff. Lots of people plummeting a bit into negativity. And the stuff that's going on in America isn't helping because people are looking at that and being scared.
Right.
I've had quite a few people who are scared of what's going on in the States. And is that attitude going to come over here? And they were relating it to the people here that refuse to wear masks and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And is there going to be like an anarchist kind of reaction to what's going on? So.
Who knows, man? Yeah, I mean, I do my bit with this show to try and, you know, get people through things. But mainly I'm just trying to, well, I'm doing my bit in terms of staying home, just keeping my head down for the next month or two, because it's gonna I'm sure there'll be a podcast or two back in the summer where I was kind of saying just wait till the winter. So, and lo and behold, sadly I was correct with this prediction, because it is a rough time for a lot of people, in it, and
are you in a position where you're having to pay for your office as well as being at home?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm fine with that. I took part-time furlough this week just because I'm not particularly hard up at the moment, but not by any stretch really, but my work levels have dipped because I get my work in from a design point of view from shaking hands and being out there and meeting people in the real world. So new work is drying up a bit. So just with one eye on 6 months and that kind of thing. So
yeah, and we never know what it's going to be like in over the next 6 months or year. Do we? We haven't got a clue.
So yeah, we're fine. I could see what was coming around Christmas time. My wife's a teacher, as I say on here quite a bit, and I kept telling her schools aren't going to open, and she's like, he won't shut schools, and I was like, he will, watching the numbers and that those charts go up, and then sure enough, you know, on the Sunday night or whatever it was, I can't even remember when they announced it, schools
are... It's whether we go to the next stage and go to curfews and all that kind of stuff, which is a bit
still are a few levers they could pull But I mean, it's crazy times, man. So best wishes to everyone out there, and just keep your heads down and just try and get through it. Maybe that doesn't fit with the lessons that we say on this show very often in terms of making the most of every moment and all that stuff.
Yeah, but even and really, that's the point of what we're doing now with this podcast for the next few weeks is that if we are going to be in this position, okay, let's try and do something productive with it. And actually make it a time that maybe we can look back on as well. I achieved that.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing this week, isn't it? I mean, you had the idea last week where we should do a version of the 10 Steps or the Live in the Present book.
Yeah.
An old version of it, if you watch on YouTube.
Yeah, I've got a new...
more recent print version.
This is the third print. That's the first print.
So you don't have to buy the book. You can still grab it through the website. But we're going to get... over the next 11 weeks, because we're going to do an introduction today to the course, we're going to run you through the book and the course aren't we, Sean?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened was people were asking me in the middle of last year whether we'd run another one. and do one. And I kept saying, yeah, we will, yeah, we will. And with the COVID and everything else, it just became crazy. And then people have been saying to me, come on, you know, I'm at home, can't we do this? So I've said, okay, right, let's do it. So if today we just kind of lay out what we're going to do, and then next week we start with step one and work our way through the steps. So the deal is, it's about changing and about changing yourself. And by that, I don't mean dramatically. I don't mean losing weight. I mean becoming the you that you want to be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we approach that from the fact that we don't know who we want to be.
Yeah.
And we take that into account as well in what we're doing here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the subtitle of the book, it was called 10 Steps to Change Your Life Forever back in the day. To remember that, but then it became live in the present, let go of the past, discover mindfulness, and create your perfect future. So yeah. I think that sums things up quite nicely. But what was the inspiration? Is this the kind of your life's work, would you say, distilled into whatever, a couple of pages?
My life's work is currently being distilled into about 20 books, which will probably end up having to be 20 courses and whatever. But the this whole idea in the book is about how can you stop, let go of all the stuff that's holding you back, all the negativity, and actually get into your present so you can create the future that you want. And most people can't create their own future because they're too stuck in the past. It's like the elastic bands that hold us back to our negative experience. So I can't do that because why? Because when I was a kid, I was told that. Yeah, people have lots of unrealistic ideas about themselves because they're carrying other people's baggage, whether it was parents, relatives, partners, whatever. And it's only when you stop and actually let go of all that stuff that you can see yourself for real. Okay, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
You know, if I get rid of all the negative voices, what's going on next?
Well, yeah, I mean, about 4 or 5 pages into the print version, the book has some photography and graphics by me.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
And it says in tiny little letters there, slow down, in reverse if you're watching it on YouTube. Try and get people in the zone. So how do we make people slow down initially if they're listening to this right now?
I think you actually need to read this week's blog and this week's resource. And start to get your head around the idea. Because if you're going to go through a process of kind of doing a self-audit, which is what this is about, then you have to kind of get yourself geared up for it. You can't just go padumph and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah? And that might mean that there's all kinds of things that I'm suggesting that everybody does here. Like, I think you need to keep a journal. You know, really important to journal, whether you do that on a screen, whether you do it on a book or whatever. But it's like marking stuff down, ideas as they come to you, things you need to deal with. But also one of the powerful things of a journal is you can look back over this next 10, 11 weeks and see how far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, realistically, not everybody is going to change in 10 weeks. It might take them a year. You know, it might take them 2 years. But the thing is that process that we're working through, and this is what you need to do to get to that point. Yeah. Because one of the reasons that we came at this, if you remember back along, was The Secret had come out. And Secret, very, very successful book. The problem that I was seeing in it with the people I was working with was that it was the ham sandwich issue. You can get the impression from reading The Secret that you can just sit in a chair and go, I will have a ham sandwich. I will have a ham sandwich. It's going to drop out of the sky into your lap. It's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's only going to happen if you do something about it.
Right.
Yeah. So as the Quakers would say, first of all, you pray and then you move your feet. You've got to do something about it. You can't.
Yeah, well, actually, again, we put a disclaimer in at the start of the book as well. Should be noted that there's no magic secret that will change your life for the better. It is only through consistent and persistent repetition of the theories taught within these pages that you will achieve what you really desire. Pretty cool.
And that's a really important statement too. I have a bookshelf here that has 300, 400 books on it. And all of them are about the same kind of stuff. It's about how do you change, how do you develop, what do you do? And many of these books are amazing, but they're only amazing if you do what it says in the book. Mm-hmm. Lots of people buy the books thinking they're going to change, but they don't change because they don't do what it says in the book. Yeah. And that's the point about all of this stuff, is you can go through this next 10 weeks with us and you can actually change something inside yourself, or you can go through the next 10 weeks to go, oh, that was a nice idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things I put in the blog here, which is one of the classics, is the idea of Einstein's, that the definition of madness, insanity, is doing the same thing in the same way but expecting a different result. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to change, you've got to change. You know, you've got to get your act together. Yeah. You know? So journaling is really, really powerful. But I think having what in the Ayurvedic world was always known as creating your sacred space, somewhere where you would go and sit and do your work. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to do this stuff on the kitchen table kind of works, but it's much easier if you've got a place where you can go and sit. It's like having a comfortable pair of shoes. You feel right when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess where I am right now? I'm on the kitchen table. And I've got a kitchen table beside me as well. Keeping in storage.
You've got two kitchen tables.
Yeah, long Christmas leftovers, but long story.
But no, the idea that throughout this program, we're going to ask you to do things like do a bit of meditation, a bit of mindfulness stuff, so you can kind of reflect and calm down and to achieve the things that you want. So that we'll have a look at the resources at the end. But if you go onto the website, there's things that you can download, which you can begin to use. And we'll go through those different exercises as we go along.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at some point I need to refresh my mind of this book, but yeah, it does point you to a link on the website, where once you're at the right step, yeah, you can go and download stuff, including some meditation files that you've done, which,
yeah.
You also get those if you sign up for the regular mailing list for the podcast. So
yeah,
no excuse to say that everything's there for you for free.
Yeah. So we decided that we'd actually let the book come out in chapters over this next 10 weeks, and not make you go and buy it. We'll give it to you for free.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we haven't thought it through massively, but yeah, I mean, some kind of discussion group or forum would be cool, maybe a Facebook group or something like that. But yeah, we're open to suggestions on that. Yeah.
Let's see how we can grow this over the next few weeks, because there is a need out there. You know, I mean, lots of people are out there doing stuff, you know, like Joe Wicks is there strutting his stuff. Fern Cotton's there with, you know, trying to calm people down. What we want to do with this is to actually give you some tools that you can use to make your life different on every level. Yeah. And some of it is a bit tough, because it means you've got to look at yourself. You've got to look at yourself and decide, you know, does this work? Doesn't it work? If it doesn't work, what do I need to change? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of those decisions might be quite difficult for you or for the people around you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this can be a short and sweet episode, but I mean, the first step is around forgiveness. But before people get to that step, so you've talked about having a safe space there. What else do people need in their lives? Is it just a sense of openness and like a willing to see something like this through?
I think that you have to start off. There's an exercise that you'll see in loads of self-development type books. And I think it's a really relevant exercise, is that if you were to project forward to your 100th birthday, and someone's tapping a champagne flute to call everyone to silence because they're going to read this speech about you. You know, mm-hmm. Ed, over the last 100 years, has done. You know, what would you like to hear in that speech? And you can actually write that speech now, because it gives you directions to go in. It gives you ideas. You may change them as you go along, but it gives you a starting point. Because we don't want to have someone say, yes, and he was a lazy bugger and he didn't do anything, and, you know, it was like, you know, he had fun, he had a good time, you know, he was a fabulous daddy. You know, we want to hear all that stuff. Or maybe we don't, you know, but if we're going to write it into the speech, then it's like, okay, what are we going to do to achieve that?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we ran this as corpses with real people, with live people face to face.
Remember,
to me, the things that people were talking about wanting to achieve, they went from someone who said, "I'd be completely happy if I wake up in the morning with a smile on my face, feeling good. That'd do me. I'm done." Yeah. Right through to someone. I don't know whether you remember him. This guy who wanted to kind of take over the world. At the time, he worked out that it would have cost him £3.5 million to do what he wanted to do. Okay. And he went off and got engaged in doing all the stuff he wanted to do to get there. Now, he disappeared off into the yonder, so I don't know whether he actually achieved it, but he set off on the path to do it.
Yeah, and that's part of the realisation, I guess, is that it's not necessarily the goal of that £3 million, which is the most important thing. It's the kind of journey, isn't it, and the things you learn along the way, and the finding out about yourself, whether or not you've got the resilience to see it through.
And the what the it is doesn't matter. It could be that you're learning to play guitar or to become a cook, or you know, it could be anything. It doesn't matter what the it is. It's what is it that you're going to do that you've kind of stopped yourself from doing in the past, maybe all of your life. You know, one thing that was very common with people coming on the course was that most of those people were a kind of crossroads in their life. They were having to make decisions about where they were going to go from this point. And it was very relevant, the idea about, okay, let's review the past, and okay, let's get rid of all the stuff that we don't want and we don't need, you know, so we can actually get into the present. That was the key. And the things that we're looking at aren't rocket science, but they are very much like, you know, like the law of gravity is going to work whether you believe in it or not. Well, the laws of psychology are the same. It's like, if you keep repeating negative things in your head, guess what? Life is going to be negative. Yeah. If you keep repeating positive things in your head, life is going to be positive. And that can be two people walking alongside each other in the same situation and the same experience. And one looks at everything negative, the other looks at everything positively. But unless you stop long enough to work out what's going on and how I can actually stop that and change it, then it doesn't change.
It's quite a good time to do this as well, isn't it? Because it's strange times on planet Earth in general, but I guess we've just had New Year, so that's the time when a lot of people will have made some resolutions. And I guess we've been 2 weeks into the new year. So this is probably about the time when everyone's given up.
The amount of people I know who said, okay, I'm going to have a dry January. Okay. And as they've gone back into lockdown, it's like, well, I just have one glass of wine with my meal, you know, and we slip back in again, you know. And one of the biggest problems, we know that Boris went out for a 7-mile bike ride, which didn't seem too bad for me. If you're going for a bike ride, you don't want to go round the block. 7 miles isn't far on the bike. If we can only being able to go out for an hour a day, that's one of the suspicions, is what's going to happen next. You know, then we need to use the time that we got productively. And one of the things about this kind of program, it's really, really powerful if you and your partner do it together. You know, or if you've got some older kids, you know, do it with them as well. One of the things, the kind of things that people have said to me after doing this kind of program is, why didn't people tell us this when we were kids?
Yeah, I know.
That's quite common, isn't it? And the thing is that is very real. And if teenagers particularly reviewed themselves through this kind of material, their lives could be very different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's, can we get them to do it? Yeah. But if you're doing it and you're trying to sort yourself out and your partner's sat there not doing anything, you know, it might be better if you could do it together. That'd be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, I've got two little boys. I'm homeschooling at the moment over half the day at least. And then I'm just letting them loose on the PlayStation so I can get with my own stuff. They've been asking me, about my own childhood a little bit. And it's hard to relate to what they're going through at the moment, because none of us have been through this. And most of us, including you actually, of your ripe old age, which I won't ever mention, of course.
27 is not an old age.
You know, it's not like we've ever fought in a war, is it? Or we've never been through some... We've never been through like anything like this. So no one, not many people living still have much experience of going through a turbulent event such as this that affects everyone on planet Earth.
If you think of the generation before us, you know, grandparents, they went through two world wars and a recession. And there have been wars that I've sat and watched on the television, you know, like the Falklands or Vietnam or whatever. But I haven't had to go and do it. And we're probably the first generation in I don't know how many who's been in that position. So these things to us are now a shock.
Well, yeah, we're very fortunate, aren't we? And that's, I guess that's one of the goals of fighting wars all the time, is that at some point we don't have to do it anymore.
Well, that was the idea. They said that the Second World War was the war to end all wars. That's the way it was described afterwards, you know, with Remembrance Day. That's why you have Remembrance Day. You know, this is what it's like. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I know. Then we go and do it again. And it's interesting. I'm not getting into the politics of this. It's interesting watching what's going on in America, where you have this divergence. And does that lead to civil war of some sort, of sort of civil terrorism going on?
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it could do. And it just takes a little spark, doesn't it, to ignite something? And there's lots of little sparks going off at the moment over there. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping my head down and hope to get through it.
Yeah.
But you've also in the blog post, you've put your email address on there, and you've put yourself out there for people that want to get a bit more.
Yeah, I'm just being really clear that I mean, as if people go through this process with us over the next 10 weeks, it's going to raise some issues for people. And I'm not suggesting anyone needs to talk to me. There's those other people in the world, but they might need to talk stuff through. So I'm saying if you do need to, you know, we have this wonderful these wonderful devices. Wherever you are in the world, you can just come online and we can chat it through. And like you say, it might be appropriate to set up a Facebook group or an online chat group or something.
Yeah, who knows?
Let's see how we go with it. I know that we'll have a take-up. I don't know whether that's going to be 10, 20, 100, 1,000. I don't know. You know, let's just offer and see what people would like and what it would do for them.
All right, let's put it out there. All right, we'll keep this one short and sweet then. And, it's all on the website, livingthepresent.co.uk, for all the the blog post for this week and the kind of links to resources and what have you.
Yeah.
Your resource of the week this week is the introduction from the book, right?
Yeah. So you've got the blog post, and if we put up the introduction as a file that people can download as a PDF and have a read.
Yeah, I'll probably just stick it up as a hidden web page. There'll be a link to it in the show notes for this week.
Yeah.
Click on it and there it is, and do what you want with it, I guess.
That would be good.
Cool.
So let's have some positive input to get people living in the present, creating the world they want, and let's try and make this 10-week period where a lot of people are going to be in lockdown, let's try and make it a positive experience.
Yeah, my wife just chatted to me before I came on. There's a WhatsApp group she's in. It's all the parents of a certain class that one of our kids is in, and someone wanted to get some feedback to the school because she kind of works there. And she was like, oh, anyone got any thoughts or ideas? And just kind of people started bombarding her with all this negative stuff about what teachers aren't doing at the moment or the issues. And my wife, Bethan, just chipped in just to say, well, can you say thank you to all the teachers and all the staff working in schools? Because it's just mayhem at the moment. And they're doing a good job, you know, on the whole.
Yeah. I've actually heard that from some of the NHS staff as well, of people being really angry because they can't have their regular treatments, or, you know, and you can understand why people are angry, they're anxious, they're upset. But the poor NHS staff are there trying to get it right and trying to make it happen. And they're being bombarded and told that they're negative and horrible. And they're thinking, but I'm trying to do my best, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hard times.
There's no clapping this time on a Thursday night, is there? I don't think. Yeah.
No. Bill, who lives across the road from us, who's in his 80s, lovely guy. I was talking to him on the phone, just checking he was all right. And he said to me, I came out on Thursday to clap. And he said, you might have heard the sound of one hand clapping, but he said, I was clapping and there was no one else came out at all.
Stick at it, man. Yeah, I think, yeah. Most people are, you know, it's just, it's the minority that kind of get heard. But I think most people appreciate what's going on and all the work going on to keep things spinning.
One of the NHS staff said to me, I don't want you to clap. Can I have a pay rise, please?
Yeah. Sold. Cool. All right, Sean, well, we'll leave it there and I'll put it all on the website and we'll catch up with everyone next week for step one, hey?
Yeah, so we'll be a bit longer next week and get everything in we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take it easy till then, everyone.
It'll be fun.
Peace out. See you soon.
You take care. See ya. Bye.